This is exactly what we're doing this afternoon. We're kicking it right here on KC Drive with me, Brad, all the way through till 6 o'clock. It's the best entertainment for your drive home. You're in the fast lane, and it's the sounds of Rough Ends with a Z No More. Also played Lakeith Leroy up front with 1,000 Miles and Calvin Harris and Florence Welch. Calvin Harris making another appearance this afternoon in our playlist, as I said earlier. That one is called Sweet Nothing. Hey, Shanae, thanks for popping in on the WhatsApp line. She's saying hi with a couple of, what do you call that, eye emoji when they're staring at you. Sending a shout-out to each and every one of you guys for checking in, 082-414-1077. And don't forget to head on over to our Facebook page. Check out some of the cool things happening in the KC universe, including our question of the day, ons vraagie vir die dag. Like our page, follow us. Let's make it 100,000 followers, and we can do that with your help, of course. Now, I am honored to be joined live in studio by Chesrae Dolfa, as I mentioned earlier. She's a Tony-nominated South African theatre director, storytelling strategist. Sy het ons ge-WhatsApp vroeg in die dag en gesê, you can't just say I'm a storytelling person, you gotta call me a storytelling strategist and a global arts leader. I'm like, yeah, girlfriend, it sounds very profound. That's how we roll. Raised in Eidsig and Belha, her journey from the Cape Flats to Broadway is a story of bold vision, community, and purpose. Now, through her work across the United States, that's the U.S. and South Africa, Chesrae is building bridges between art and justice and between local talent and global stages. And she's here to tell us her story. Chesrae, lovely to have you with us this afternoon on KC Drive. Welcome to the show. How's it?
Oh, KC Drive. Thank you, Brad, for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Word for word, we did your introduction, but you've clearly conceded. It's like word for word. It's got to be perfect, girl. You deserve that introduction.
Thank you so much. It sounds unreal. Ek dink van wie praat hy nou?
It is so nice to have you live in studio. Usually, and I said it earlier on the show, in the inception of the show, that we usually have people over the phone, but Clayton was like, nah, Chesrae, your girl, is going to be joining us live in studio. So that's so much better. So thank you for joining us. How's your day been?
Really beautiful. I just had another interview in Stellenbosch, and I was just driving from Stellenbosch to Paarl.
Yeah.
En ons het redig 'n baie mooi land, né? I just actually thank God and just said, wow, this is such gorgeous beauty that I'm just, you know, I'm just appreciative of it. It was such a beautiful drive. So I'm happy to be here, and I'm just grateful for this beautiful, luscious country that we have. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you're having one of those days where you just want to sort of reflect on what you have and be grateful for it. I absolutely love that. Guys, this conversation in this in-studio chat is going to be available as a podcast on our app. We're going to be loading it up there very soon. If you have an Android phone, you go to the Google Play Store. If you have an iPhone, you go to the App Store, and then you download it from there. You register and you install. Sorry, you install and register, and you can share this conversation with Chesrae that we're having this afternoon with your friends and family. That's the cool thing about it. Let's get into it, my dear. Your journey.
Yes.
Your journey started in the Cape Flats.
Yep.
As part of the introduction, as I said earlier. So what were those early days like, and how did your love for theater begin?
Yeah, so I grew up in the Cape Flats, first in Eidsig, that's where I was born. I grew up in a very colorful community with amazing storytellers, of which, you know, my father was one, my mother was one. But more importantly, so I grew up in a very strict Pentecostal church. Ek praat nou van Pinkster. Gedoop.
As julle weet, dan weet julle.
Yeah, if you know, you know. As jy daar in die stof staan, dan het jy redig die Here geprys. Ons weetie.
Ronnie Jansen style, né?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So I think, you know, just growing up in a Pentecostal church, you know, I always say it's not that the worship was performance-based, but there's something so deeply performative about the way and that we kind of move in church spaces, from, you know, the way we sing and dance. There's a performance aspect to the Pinkster experience, you know. I was consequently in youth. That means I was in the youth choir, so I sang in the youth choir. And so, you know, art was really exposed to me in church, like a lot of other artists, that was really our entry point into the arts, you know.
Yeah.
And then my grandmother was like a neighborhood council, you know, and like the neighborhood, I guess, informal therapist. And
what was your oma's name?
Louisa Titus.
What had hulle genoem by die huis? Elke oma had a nickname gehad. Niemand speel met haar nickname nie. Op die ID is het ook so. So what was your oma's
name? Yes, her sister's called her Titi. Yes. Miss Titus was her naam geweest.
Alright.
Because she got a lot of respect, you know, she's elder, and so most people called her Miss Titus.
Alright.
Yes.
Good.
And So yeah, so I, you know, I remember just people coming through to our home, and you know, we were playing in my, you know, on almost a stoop off, you know, in the area, and she would, people would be sharing their deepest life things with her for advice, for counsel, for guidance, you know.
Okay.
So I grew up in that kind of storytelling world, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was some of my formative experiences, I would say.
What an incredible background for this journey and this story to be built on fundamentally.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. Nos amo ken, ze ken mos no dit, ne?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Let's talk about that. You've worked on major productions like Tina, the Tina Turner musical on Broadway. So what did it mean to bring such an iconic story to life? You were part of the team. And what did that experience teach you about leadership in the arts, Chess Ray?
Thank you. That's such a beautiful question. So, I mean, you know, an opportunity like this comes to you once in a lifetime. It was such a rare opportunity to be able to be the resident director on the Broadway production of Tina, the Tina Turner musical.
Yeah.
I felt like, you know, I felt honored, and I felt immediately like pressure. You know, you have to do this well. You have to support these actors in a way that honors the story on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I just immediately, because now I kind of, at that point, I had stepped now into real commercial theater. I come from community theater. You know, I taught theater in Mitchell's Plain and at UWC, you know. So this was my first real commercial a gig in a way. And immediately you just felt that sense of like wanting to do the work in a way that honors the story. En om goeie werk te doen,
rarig. Yes.
Yeah. I also, you know, there's another part of Tina's story that I reference often, which is my mother, who was Esther Dolfer, was like Tina. You know, my dad was, you know, he was a complicated man. And part of that complication was he struggled with drugs. He sometimes, you know, he belonged to the streets, as I like to say, you know.
Uh-huh.
And my mother eventually decided that she deserved better, and she left. And the only mistake my mother made, I would say, is not leaving earlier.
Mm.
Because, you know, this is like a story of the Cape Flats. My father struggled with drug addiction. He struggled with showing up as a father, as a partner for her.
Yeah.
And just like Tina, my mother decided, genoeg is genoeg. I'm going to reinvent myself. There's better out there for me.
Yeah.
And she took a leap with me and my sister. And ek kan hier net dankie sê, because look where I am. Because she made a choice to better her life, and that she deserved better. And yeah, I'm a testimony to that courage.
Absolutely. So which Tina Turner song? Thank you for telling us that amazing story, by the way. But which Tina Turner song do you get ready with in the morning before you go to work if you put on some Tina Turner?
Listen, yeah, obviously Love Simply the best.
Yeah.
I love some of her first work with Ike, that she did with Ike too.
Yeah.
Rolling Stone, you know, rolling over the river like a stone.
That's right.
That's one of my favorites too. Honestly, I was so inundated with Tina's music that I heard it every day. I actually started moving on to some of her other albums that we didn't cover in the musical specifically, because I wanted to just get a deeper sense of her canon of work. But yeah, I love all the classics, and I love some of her earlier work as well.
Yeah, and then Friday night, that's Jay Like.
Hey,
I feel like I'm your private dancer, baby.
Hey, I love private dancer.
One of the big ones, of course, that's that. Chess Ray, your initiative, Story Bridge, uses storytelling to empower communities. So how do you see storytelling, and you were speaking about it earlier on, making a real difference in both education and social justice?
Yeah, so I believe that when we tell stories, and we tell stories from truthful, vulnerable places, that our stories create bridges for us to connect to ourselves and other people. That's why my company's name is Story Bridge. I believe that, you know, storytelling has the power to change our idea of ourselves and the world that we live in. I do lots of kind of storytelling work. I did, of course, the Broadway work, but I also work with a group of former incarcerated women at Columbia University for the Center for Justice, where I help these women tell stories about how they reinvented themselves after, you know, spending, you know, some of them decades in prison. And how do we tell that story in a way that's joyful and real and not just centering around trauma? So I really tell stories from all kinds of corners of the world, because I think all of them are valid and legitimate, and don't have to be on a Broadway stage in order to be seen as meaningful.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. We're speaking to Chess Ray, live in studio with us. Right here on KC 107.7. We're getting to know a little bit more, speaking about a life journey, which is obviously, you know, what the power of radio is all about. But just Ray, I wanted to ask, you know, you were speaking about your granny, you were speaking about Titi earlier on, mm-hmm. you were speaking about growing up. How much did music play a part? You were speaking about Tina Turner and obviously about the production you spoke to us about, but yeah. if you look at music, like, you know, from a broader yes. 70s, 80s, 90s sort of level, how much music do you guys listen to at home? Yeah. Was it radio altijd aan
al die ijs? Yes, definitely. My mother, firstly, my mother loved Percy Sledge.
Percy Sledge, baby.
That, yeah, my ma was mal gewoon. So I grew up listening to Percy, Peaches and Herb, Earth, Wind and Fire.
Sure.
I mean, we listened to a lot of gospel as well. The Clark Sisters, yeah. Commission.
Yes.
Fred Hammond, you know, and then, of course, the more contemporary, like Kirk Franklin's of the world. But
yeah.
my mother really listened to a lot of old school gospel.
Yeah.
So, which, you know, some of those roots in gospel is like yeah. an R&B, you know, because yes. there's like soul in it. So I feel like I got a really deep education yeah. around music through that.
So yeah. if you were to do a music quiz this afternoon, you get like 10 out of 10 when it comes to your high familiar sing-along old school songs. So 10 out of 10, right?
I would hope so.
Let's find out.
Are you serious?
Let's try and find out how well Chess Ray knows her music. I've got 5 songs in front of me.
Okay.
Right, I got these little snippets that I cut of the 5 songs.
Okay.
It's like 2 seconds long.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to play it for you, and I'd like you to guess what's the name of the song.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you get it right, if you don't get it right, I'll still do like what we call the reveal. Are you ready with
okay.
the first one?
Yes,
cool,
let's
I can
go.
Even give you a clue if you want a clue. Here's the first one. Let's find out if you know this one okay. from back in the day. This is what it sounds like. And the
moment.
You know that one.
Na, na, na,
I'm going to play it again. And the yeah, it's those guys with the thin, thin voices from
yes,
back in the
day. Yes, I don't know the names, but I know the song.
They did Staying Alive. It's like a really cool love song. Do you know the song? Can you sing it?
I know the song. I can sing the song for sure.
Sing
yeah.
it. Sing
yeah,
it.
Okay, let's go.
Right, there you go. 1, 2, 3, go.
How to love,
there
how
it is.
Deep is your love.
Yes.
I really need to know. Cause we're living in
sing it, girl. You know this one.
Breaking out of stone.
Hey.
When we all should let us be.
The Bee Gees.
Yes, the Bee Gees. Oh, that's bad.
The Bee Gees from back in the day. But dice half a pin. You know, it's half a point
okay.
for you. Here's another one. This one is like from the early 2000s. It was by a radio geluister. This is what it sounds like. Let's see if you know this one, Chess, right?
That's why
you
turn
around. You know that one, man. I can see you nodding there.
Yes. That was.
I'm going to play it again.
That's why you turn around.
Yeah, it's not when you're running. You are doing the opposite of
you're
running.
Turning around.
Yeah, not turning around. You're turning around, but then you take these steps. So what are you doing?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Instead
this
of
one.
Running, you are. Walking. Walking away.
Okay.
From Craig David.
Wow.
Really cool one. But you were getting there. You were getting
yeah.
there. Let's see if you recognize this one from back in the day, Chess
okay.
Ray. Take a listen quickly, my dear.
What you get is what you see.
Who said that back in the day? Hey?
What you get is what you see.
Music video is kind of
cool.
Play
me a little bit more. Let's
she
see.
Dated a rapper who's now, there's a trial going on.
What you get is what you see.
Not Cassie.
No, it's not Cassie. It's not Cassie.
Jennifer Lopez.
Is it?
Oh, okay, good, yeah.
She's just Chess Ray from the block, man.
Okay.
Jennifer Lopez, you're doing good
yes.
so far.
Okay.
You're doing good so far.
I'm not feeling like it, but okay, let's go.
I'm going to play you something from the 80s, like
okay.
late 80s. It's a love song, and it sounds
mm-hmm.
like this. You recognize that voice? It did songs like Two Hearts. It did
yes.
One More Night.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Mariah Carey also
yeah,
did a cover of this song.
Lionel Richie?
Yeah, no, it's not Lionel. Mariah also did a song. She covered the song as well.
Oh.
Yeah, let's see if you recognize
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm. So take a look at me now.
Against all odds.
Not Rod Stewart.
Yeah, it's like, did Rod Stewart do the song?
I feel like he did a version of it.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins.
Yeah,
oh.
Here we go.
You can't be so with mine.
Doing very well. Oh man, that brings us to our last one. And our last song, which is like a, you know, a pop kind of country song.
Okay.
This lady broke out and she's big now. She's big now all over the world. And it sounds like this. See the light, see the... Who's that? You recognize
Taylor
the voice?
Swift?
Yeah, that's right. But what was a breakthrough song?
See the light, 21?
No, it wasn't 20. Was it 21?
Almost 21.
There was that one song.
It's
Yeah, it's like the perfect romance story.
Yes,
what did she call it?
she called it, wait, hold on, give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, a four-letter word, the most powerful word.
It wasn't love.
It was. It was love story. That was love story.
Taylor Swift, wow. You really took me all around the world.
All around the world with all the different genres. And that is our Wild Chess Right Nose music. So be careful, comfort zone at Gaalda.
No, definitely. I'm sorry, listeners, that I failed you.
No, you didn't. You did very well. You did better than most of us would.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. I'm happy to hear that you're making me feel better.
Oh, man. Chess Ray, congratulations on your first Tony nomination as a producer, by the way.
Thank you so much.
What does this kind of recognition mean to you personally and to others from the communities like Belha and Uitzig, who are all following your success, of course?
Yeah, it feels unreal to me. If I had to be honest, it feels like I'm kind of living in what really feels like a dream for me, you know? I mean, this is for the musical Gypsy that I'm part of the co-producing team on it, and we got 5 Tony nominations. We didn't win any of it, but just to be Tony nominated for me as a producer means that I'm investing in stories of black women. You know, this Gypsy is about Audrey McDonald, a black woman. So I'm excited that I get to invest and support stories of women of color in this way. And so this is just the beginning, hopefully, that there's more to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, for the young creatives that are listening now, listening to your voice, they absolutely love you, especially those from, you know, your under-resourced communities. Mm-hmm. Chess Ray, what kind of message would you share with us this afternoon in terms of finding your voice and using it boldly and going for your dreams?
Yeah. Number one is never think that you have to find your voice. You already have it. Your work is to use your voice and to cultivate it and to make your whatever artistic craft you choose, if it's visual art, if it's playwriting, if it's music, to make that your focus point. Learn your craft and learn it well. If you're a singer, then know your music, know your vocal lessons, do it regularly, you know. Don't wait for people to come and give you money to do the project. Do it anyway. Yes. Do it with 2 of your friends, do it with 3 of your friends. All you need is yourself to believe it and maybe one other person, and then you can do the thing on your own. So I think sometimes we wait for people to come and support us, but really what we need to do is just start creating the art, and the support and the love will come. It will follow. And we just have to trust that.
Absolutely beautiful and powerful words that's being shared this afternoon in front of the mic by Chess Ray Dolfa, joining me live in studio today. Chess Ray, before I let you go, I want to do a little something. You know, this is all about taking you out of your comfort zone.
Ik
dink jy's bang vir sulke goedie. So
okay.
I'm going to do a little something called 60 Seconds with Chess Ray Dolfa.
Awesome.
So it's 20 rapid fire questions. Mm-hmm. 1 minute on the clock, 60 seconds. No overthinking allowed.
Okay.
Just the first thing that comes to your mind. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Are you ready to play
let's
60
go.
Seconds? Mm-hmm. Let's see how many of these she can answer in the space of 60 seconds. Right here on Casey Drive. With me, Brad. Let's do it.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What was your first cell phone?
Samsung.
Are you a morning or a night person?
Morning.
What compliment do people give you the most?
They love my hair.
When you're not working, you are?
Working.
What's your biggest fear you want to conquer?
Jumping off a cliff.
What do you love most about what you do?
All the drama, all the performance, all the music, all of it.
At what age do you want to retire?
Yesterday.
What do you Google the most?
Amazing place to read.
Favorite junk food?
Right now in Cape Town, it would be hake and chips.
What is the last message you sent and what did it say?
Heading to Paul.
Which actor would play you in a movie?
Someone amazing from the Cape Flats.
If you could teleport anywhere in the world right now, where would you go?
The coast of Mexico, Oaxaca.
What is the worst thing you've ever eaten?
Crickets in the Philippines.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
A song that always lifts your mood?
A song that always lifts my mood. There's so many.
Just keep one because that's time.
My mood. Megan Thee Stallion. I love Megan.
Which one?
Oh my goodness, I'm so blanking out right now. Any of Megan, Traumazine
mm-hmm. from Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion, a song that uplifts you. So it's not this one.
I'm a savage.
Oh. Yes.
Hey.
Now we know.
So you've got like, what is it, 16 out of the 20?
Wow.
In our 60 seconds challenge this afternoon. That is a lot.
Really?
Because mostly people get stuck here right about 14 and 15 because they think too long. That's why I say no overthinking a lot.
No overthinking. Oh!
You didn't do that this afternoon.
Wow. What an exciting interview this is. Wow. You're keeping me on my toes over here, huh? Okay. You're not my week for that.
You did very well, man. Very, very well. That was your 60 seconds this afternoon with Chesray. Chesray, thank you for your time. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for, you know, your beautiful heart, your voice, your personality, your journey from Uitzicht to Broadway. It's not only inspiring, my dear, it's also proof that bold, purposeful storytelling can cross oceans and build bridges. And we can't wait to see what you're going to be doing next.
Thank you so much for supporting me and inviting me to your studio. I hope to be back soon.
It is an absolute pleasure. Waar volg ons vir jou? We want to know exactly what you're doing. Then we go to Insta or Facebook. Where?
Instagram, Chesray Blue. And then you can also follow Story Bridge Consultancy on Instagram.
There you go. You know where to find her. Look out for the name. Big things coming from this lady for the rest of the year and for many years to come. That's Chesray joining us live right here on Casey Drive with me, Brad. Have a wonderful day, fellow, my dear. It's KC107.7.
Thank you.
You are now in the fast lane. With Brad. On KC Drive.